From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. France is holding a national ceremony in homage of the victims of the November 13th terrorist attacks. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the ceremony was both moving and defiant.
The ceremony included the Paris Opera singing the Marseillaise, but it also featured more recent ballads, speaking to the more than 1,000 attendees, mostly families of the victims and survivors. Hollande said those struck down incarnated French values of liberty, life, and togetherness, and that France would stand in solidarity to continue to defend those ideals.
Nous ne céderons ni à la peur, ni à la haine.
Hollande said, we will never succumb to fear and revenge. The French president also vowed to defeat ISIS. Hollande has been meeting with world leaders such as Presidents Obama and Putin this week in a bid to strengthen and enlarge the fight against the terrorist group. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Two people have been arrested in connection with the deadly attack on a luxury hotel in Mali last week that killed 19 people, including one American. Officials say the men were arrested in Bamako by special forces, but they aren't saying what role they played in the attack. The gunmen were killed at the scene. Pope Francis is continuing his visit to Kenya today. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli says the Pope went into a poor neighborhood in Nairobi, where he says he felt at home.
Pope Francis told residents of the Kanjemi slum that it's in poor neighborhoods that an authentic wisdom is found. He said it's born of a stubborn resistance and gospel values that an opulent society anesthetized by unbridled consumption would seem to have forgotten. He then touched on what he called the injustice of urban exclusion, whose wounds are inflicted by minorities who cling to power and wealth, while a growing majority is forced to flee abandoned, filthy, and run-down peripheries. Francis denounced the lack of infrastructures and basic services in slums, such as toilets, sewers, electricity, schools, and hospitals. In particular, he said, depriving a family of access to drinking water is an injustice. Later, Francis flies to Uganda and the second leg of his Africa trip. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Nairobi.
Winter weather could cause some travel problems in the Plains states. National Weather Service says ice storm warnings are up for parts of New Mexico, Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. That is, Arctic air plunges south, hitting tropical moisture. Aaron Gleason is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
We're looking at accumulations up to half an inch, between a quarter and half an inch of ice in some locations, particularly across portions of the Texas Panhandle, West Texas into western and northern Oklahoma.
He says the storm, though, should taper off by Sunday. U.S. futures contracts are trading in mixed territory at this hour. The Dow futures contract down just slightly. The Nasdaq futures contract is up 0.3% at last check. This is NPR. Five Polish cargo ship crew members, including the captain and three officers, have been abducted in Nigerian waters. Poland's government says another 11 crew members escaped abduction by barricading themselves inside the vessel, which was traveling from Belgium to Nigeria. The Polish foreign minister says negotiations will be opened with the abductors. Protesters with the group Black Lives Matter are planning demonstrations in several cities today. NPR's Hansi-Lo Wang reports they hope a boycott on one of the biggest shopping days of the year will bring attention to their cause.
Protesters are rallying in cities including New York, Philadelphia, and Seattle. Organizers say their supporters should avoid feeding into the consumerism of Black Friday and instead spend the day volunteering or reflecting on the impact of police violence. In Chicago, activists are calling protesters to gather in shopping areas days after the release of a video showing a white police officer shooting a Black teenager 16 times. A similar strategy was used by demonstrators on Black Friday last year in Seattle, where hundreds marched through malls and blocked intersections after a white police officer in Ferguson, Missouri, was not indicted in the fatal shooting of Michael Brown. Hansi-Lo Wang, NPR News.
In the eastern Pacific, Hurricane Sandra is still a powerful Category 3 storm with maximum sustained winds of 120 miles an hour. But the National Hurricane Center says it is expected to weaken substantially before it reaches the mainland of Mexico. Crude oil prices are trading lower right now, down 1.8% at $42.25 a barrel. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.